Welcome back to the Episcopal Herald podcast. The Episcopal Herald is an online magazine that imagines, articulates, and analyzes the future of the Episcopal Church. I'm one of the contributors to the Herald, the Reverend Jimmy Abbott, and I'm here with the Reverend Susan Kennard, who is a priest in the Diocese of Texas and who's serving on the World Mission Committee here at General Convention. And we just wanted to talk with you a little bit about some of your experiences and what you've heard so far on the World Mission Committee.
Well, it's really been an amazing opportunity to hear testimony and to hear witness. And so the World Mission Committee is dealing with resolutions in support of the church in Cuba. And as a part of processing that resolution, we were able to hear from Bishop Griselda Delgado, the Bishop of Cuba, about what their actual needs might be. What is the experience of the church in Cuba? Very poignant and very beautiful testimony, very well received, and lots of other international visitors there. This morning we heard Bishop Azariah, the Bishop of the Church in Pakistan, addressing a resolution that had come before our committee, a call for solidarity with Pakistan. It so captured my imagination, and I think that's why I'm eager to speak with you about it.
Mm-hmm.
He articulated such a painful story of isolation, of persecution, of atrocities, and naming people well known to him and well loved by he and his wife who had been killed in such brutal ways. I think it's added to their sense of isolation that because the danger is so great, no one goes there visiting. And so the World Mission Committee hears lots of stories of young adults doing service all around the world, but no one goes there.
And as I understand it, the Anglican Church in Pakistan is an old missionary church from the Church of England. And so it is very much rooted in the Anglican heritage.
Correct. And it also, when that church in Pakistan was formed, it included Lutherans and Methodists. Mm. So it was an ecumenical church altogether, but deep roots with the Church of England. We also heard testimony from the Reverend Dr. Titus Pressler, a priest and professor who's living in Pakistan. He also noticed that none of us go to visit there, that we don't send mission trips. And he, commenting on the solidarity between our church and theirs, made this observation that if solidarity stops at the boundary of danger, then we are not really in solidarity with them, that we have allowed that danger to keep us apart. He himself told the story of a Christian member of their congregation, choir director, who saw himself as an evangelist. Several months after the Easter morning procession in which he was able to proclaim that gospel narrative, a suicide bomber entered their congregation, and this guy threw himself on the suicide bomber in order to take the first blow. Father Pressler noticed, this is how we do evangelism. How do you do evangelism?
Well, to me, that's just an amazing story because that is a story of true modern-day martyrdom, not the sort of perceived persecution that sometimes we Christians feel in the United States. This is actual dangerous place to be for a Christian.
Well, it certainly captured my heart and convicted my heart because as a priest in Galveston, Texas, in the United States of America, I serve a fabulous congregation. I have some things that I'm concerned about. I have some things that I'm proud of. I have hopes and plans for the years to come in our congregation. But it just made my heart stop to recognize that I'm worried about termites in a tree in the front yard of our church and to hear this narrative of martyrdom.
Yeah, it is that perspective. And that, to me, is the first step of solidarity, is learning empathy and hearing that other story. Do you have anything else that you want to share from the World Mission Board?
Well, a lot of international guests are here. One thing that we experienced in the House of Deputies today was sitting down talking about the things at General Convention, the structures and programs of General Convention, and what we thought about them. And so I certainly have learned in the last 48 hours that the structure that sets in place that testimony is very, very valuable because that's the martyrion. That's the witness that we would not get any other way. Mm. And that the idea that a resolution coming before a committee would make you fly across the ocean in order to stand in front of that microphone and testify, it's very, very powerful. And it enables us then to go back home with that witness, with that martyrion. Mm.
Well, Susan, thank you for sharing these stories with the Herald. You can follow us on Facebook with the Episcopal Herald, on Twitter at Episcopal Herald. Send us an email, episcopalherald@gmail.com. And we thank Chase Carl of Holy Comforter Episcopal Church in Spring for doing our music. Keep up with us for all of the news and the analysis that's happening here at General Convention in Salt Lake City. Thank you.